Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM number 102. That's Ba'is Panimi Shir for Men, Shir number 102. One of the most important things that a wife truly needs is encouragement. Encouragement, her, whether she expresses it verbally or not, deep in her heart, she's telling you, remind me that I'm your one and only. Remind me that I'm special. Your wife needs daily doses of telling her, I love you. To have an evening or two a week, just the two of you, times with just the two of you. Time out with her to recharge her batteries. Encouraging her. You're the best wife a husband could ever have. You're special to me. You're my best friend. Tell her how invaluable and important she is as a wife. Have a makabel adam b'seiv upon him yafais. Have a smile on your face when you walk into the door at night. And when she expresses her frustration about her own day, remember her pressures and her stresses just as real as your own, and give her encouragement. And be patient even when she's tired and she's not her best self. Be patient and give her space when she needs her space. Let her talk when she needs to talk, and listen as best as you could to lift her spirits, remind her of the things that she does do right, look at her good points and bring it out, write her special notes of thank you, occasionally buy flowers for her, tell her how valuable and important she is as a husband and as a mother, if you have children, as a mother to your children, and understand and empathize with her how hard it could sometimes be in her tasks, whatever she's doing in taking care of the home or younger children or other things, and step in to help whenever you can as best as you could. Now, there are different types of women that have different natures. So there's some women that are very, very independent, strong-minded, a strong, confident person. And it seems to be that when they are that way, and they could be very strong-minded and strong and independent at home and as in business even, and showing a lot of self-assurance and self-confidence. And it seems to be that she may think in her mind, I love my husband, but I don't really need him. But it's not true. They do need their husbands, no matter what type of talent she has. It is a challenge sometimes to be with a woman that has that strong-mindedness and a strong sense of achievement. And sometimes there's a control issue there that needs to be worked in and worked through. But even her, she needs encouragement, and encouragement to start pushing those walls down, to show how much you love her, that she can be vulnerable and safe with you. And she doesn't always have to show that strong side of herself, but also the softer, vulnerable side of herself. There's some women that are not like that. Some women are more insecure. And for those, it's very, very important to give them as many compliments as possible, because they may ward it off. You know, you say it's a great meal and she may say, oh, you were just hungry. No, you have to convince her that it was, or the house looks beautiful. Oh, you should see the closets. No, but you know, you're looking very nice today. No, I'm fat. You know, these women that are very insecure. So it's very important to do your best. They need to learn to become more secure and more confident, but your building them up does indeed help. And eventually they'll learn to accept your affirmation of how special they are, despite the fact that they feel very insecure right now. So those are two extremes, one being very independent and the other one being very insecure. Most women fit somewhere in the middle of this spectrum. It's a combination and complex aspects of different types of traits. Sometimes they may seem very self-confident, and other times they may seem very insecure. And you know, we often communicate love and encouragement to our spouses in the way that we ourselves feel we need it. So we need to understand we may have different love languages, as Gary Chapman said in his book, The Five Love Languages. And one needs to understand how your wife encourages you. How does she do thoughtful things for you? But it could be that she, you know, and if what she does naturally for you, when you didn't ask for it, is probably something that she feels she needs herself. So she always tells you, you know, let's spend time together, you know, then most probably she needs that quality time. She needs that quality time. So part of understanding her wiring, you daven for that. You daven to understand your wife as best as you could, to give her proper care and to fulfill the needs that she needs. Most likely she does want to share her private thoughts with you, and you need to make her feel safe to be willing to share them with you. You give her first place, you give her first priority. And always put her in the foremost in your mind and in your heart to basically express how much you love her and you need her. And what's also very important is to point out her potential. Very often, you know, we are blind. We sometimes don't see how great the potential of another person is. And you, if you look carefully and you see beneath the surface of what great potential and talents that your wife may have, and you do your best to commit, I'm going to bring out the best in her, by encouraging her, by appreciating the beautiful things that she does do, and let it grow and let it blossom. You're actually building, you're actually planting seeds, you're actually nurturing. And that nurturing is a great form of love. And it's a great form of encouragement that has her grow by her accessing her potential. And you have the ability to shine, to make her shine and bring out the best in her. And that is the key. Remember when to talk and when to be silent. Sometimes if you're too silent or withdrawn, it may sound like a rejection to your wife. You know, don't automatically assume that she knows how you feel about her. She needs to be reminded. She may be worried. She may have stress. She's worried about the kids. She's worried about different things. And it's important to be an encourager. A simple act of encouragement, a simple word of encouragement at the right moment can be a turning point in your marriage. Can be a turning point even when right now things may be, you know, struggling. You know, there may be things that you're going through a difficult time. And the key to encouragement is healthy communication, and understand that, try to open up to her and talk. That's her language. Women are drawn by communication, and that will draw her to you if you communicate with her. Reflect her love languages, whatever they may be. Is it through words of affirmation? Is it through quality time? Is it through thoughtful gifts? Is it through physical touch? Is through doing acts of service. Have a love affair with her. Get to know her all over again. And remember that the soul is infinite. You may think you know your wife, even though you may have been with her for 30 years. You really know very little about her. It's amazing how little very often people know about their own spouses, even after being married for many, many years. You know their overall external habits, but you don't really know them. Accept her sensitivity, accept her nature as best as you could. We live by encouragement, and unfortunately, encouragement is very rare in our society, and even in our from homes. Often we lack this attribute of encouragement. Too many homes are full of discouraged people, desperately waiting for a kind word. Desperately waiting for a kind word. There's an interesting story in the Reader's Digest printed of a junior math high teacher in a particular, this one was a Christian school, but on one Friday afternoon, this teacher asked her students to make a list of names of all the other students in the class. And she told them to write down beside each name the nicest thing they could say about each of their classmates. At the end of the period, she collected the sheets, and over the weekend, she made separate sheets for each student so that on the sheet, she listed all the things that had been said about each person by his or her classmate, and she gave each student his or her list. And when the kids began reading it, they started whispering to each other. You know, I never knew you thought about me like that. I didn't know that others liked me so much. Now, the papers were never discussed in the class, but the teacher knew this, that the exercise was a success because she saw the difference this positive feedback made in their attitudes about themselves and about others. One of the students, several years later, was killed in Vietnam. The school was in Minnesota. His body was returned to Minnesota. Most of his classmates, as well as the math teacher who did this assignment, attended the funeral. At the luncheon after the service, the dead boy's father approached the teacher and said that they found this unmarked when he was killed. We thought you may recognize it. And he handed the math teacher two worn sheets of notebook paper that had been taped and folded and refolded many times. What was it? It was a list of the good things that this dead boy's classmates had written about him years earlier. And the boy's father told the teacher, "Thank you much for doing that. You see, our son treasured it." Several of the classmates overheard the conversation. One by one, they began to reveal that each of them still carried his or her sheet of comments and read it often. Some put it in wedding albums. One young man said, "I think we all saved our list." That's the power of affirming, encouraging words. You could do that for your wife, to notice and appreciate and verbalize the nicest things that you can say to her and write it down and give it to her each and every day. Bracha v'atzlacha.